Next comes an interesting bit of Tampa folklore from the late 1950s. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters was a touring R&B band that made frequent stops in Tampa. In 1958, they were playing a high school dance in Tampa when Hank noticed the kids were doing some kind of new dance. They were swinging their arms back and forth and twisting their bodies. Right then and there, Hank found the inspiration for a hit song.
The Midnighters were doing a dance. I can't think of the name of the hotel we was in. We was in a hotel at downtown Tampa. We was playing a gig there somewhere. It's been so, you know, it's been a long time. And they was twisting the bodies, and the lyric just came to me. And we left Tampa, and then we went to Miami. And I got in touch with a guy named Henry Stone. Henry Stone had a record company down there. And he was a high school there. He took his portable equipment, recording equipment. We went into a high school there and recorded it. That was the first version. I recorded Twist about three times before it really caught on.
Of course, the story doesn't end there. King Records pressed Hank Ballard's Twist, and a copy fell into the hands of Dick Clark. Clark loved the record and, seeing dollar signs, started searching for an artist to record it. His original choice was Freddie Cannon, but when that didn't happen, he settled on a local Philadelphia performer named Ernest Evans, who we now know as Chubby Checker. He went into the studio and recorded as close to an exact copy of Hank Ballard's recording as you will ever hear.
Yeah, Freddie Cannon, he had the first shot, and Dick Clark talked him out of it. And next thing you know, Dick Clark had sneaked up a checker in the studio and clone and did a clone version of my original Twist. Yeah, he did a hell of a clone. He really did a hell of a clone on it. Dick Clark must have auditioned about 50 different people, you know, trying to get somebody to sound close to me. And you see, Chubby Checker was impersonated at that time. You know, his gig was impersonating other artists, you know.
Then the most powerful man in pop music went to King Records' Sid Nathan to make a deal. Hold back Ballard's version of the Twist, and I'll make it worth your while.
Here's what happened, man. Here's what happened. I later found out, the reason why Dick Clark wouldn't play my original version was he had made a deal with King Records. He told King Records, the president of King Records, the late Sid Nathan, if you hold back Hank's original version of the Twist, I will make Finger Poppin' Time a hit for him. That's what happened there. King Records had the publishing on Finger Poppin' Time and the Twist. So you tell me, now what record company don't want American Bandstand playing two of their records?
And that's the story of how the Twist was born in Tampa, and why we never got to hear about it. If you've never heard the two recordings side by side, you'll be amazed. First, I'll play a verse and chorus of Chubby Checker's version, followed by Hank Ballard's original recording from 1958. Now here's Hank's original version.
Tear the house down.